One, two, three. Testing one, two, three. Probably doesn't, but if it does, I'll be grateful. I did Sylvester's x-ray last night. I read it. I came in here later last night and read it. Little signal. significance. The likely significance. It's a good inspiratory effort.
Should I have to send me a chart and I'll write it in the chart, okay? Alright.
With possible Hyler node enlargement.
Moderate degree of osteoporosis noted on lateral vertebral bodies. In the vertebral bodies. Patients permanently noted to have 1+ pretibial edema and It's felt that the increased lung markings may be interstitial, minimal interstitial edema rather than fibrosis secondary to sarcoidosis. So, Lonnie Newman, X-ray number 243, October 10th, 1978. Films taken the right and left elbows, AP and laterals, and obliques. Demonstrate no significant change when compared to films taken in July. Still noted to be bony ankylosis of the proximal radius and ulna. There are questionable minor periosteal reactive changes noted on the October views. Small density at the olecranon process on the left lateral view in particular. However, this is conceivably an artifact. End of read on Lonnie Newman. Dietrich Johnson. A repeat PA chest from Georgetown, number 338. It's a good inspiratory effort. Cardiac silhouettes within normal limits. The osseous structures are normal in appearance. The lung fields are clear, with the exception of increased vascular markings. Fairly well delineated along the right iliopectineal line. Shadow within the upper limits of normal. Tortuous aorta. Gas pattern well noted under the left hemi diaphragm. Likely colon with fecal densities. The right hemi diaphragm. Adhesions, density in the costophrenic angle.